Hello, my name is Chris Reisner, and I'm a technical evangelist for Windows Azure at Microsoft. Today we're going to be talking about how you can use notification hubs to broadcast push notifications to iOS applications. Notification hubs are a part of the Windows Azure Service Bus and enable you to deliver massive amount of push notifications with ease. In this video, we'll walk through the steps necessary to create a new notification hub, connect to that notification hub from an iOS application, and finally, trigger a push down to our iOS application. Now, we need some sort of a server-side component or something to basically tell a notification hub to send that push notification. Today, we'll be using mobile services, and specifically the scheduled job feature of mobile services, in order to do that. But there are other ways to connect to a notification hub and tell it to push a message out. One thing I'll point out is that we won't be going over all the steps necessary to enable an iOS application to handle push notifications. Specifically, I won't be reviewing the portion of things that happen in the Apple development portal. So, how you should generate your certificate sign-in request, how to create an app ID and a provisioning profile, and then how to connect the sign-in request with your application to enable APNS, and then get a certificate for use on the server side. Those things are all documented elsewhere and aren't really specific to how notification hubs work. Let's start by going into the portal and creating a new notification hub. We'll do that by going to New, App Services, Service Bus, Notification Hub, Quick Create. Now, I'll name this notification hub My NH for My Notification Hub, and I'll just choose to put this in the West US Data Center. It basically created a namespace off My Notification Hub, so I can go ahead and create that. Now that it's created my notification hub, let's go ahead and click into it. Here we've got some metrics and some information about the notification hub, but we're just going to go over to the Configure tab. The Configure tab is where we can set all of our settings for any sort of the push notifications we might use. So we'll go down to the Apple notification settings, and I'm going to go ahead and upload a certificate that I've already created. After that, I'll enter the password for my certificate. And then I need to just use the mode. Now this certificate is specifically a developer certificate for push notifications. So I need to change the mode from production to sandbox. So I'll go ahead and do that. Now that that's uploaded, let's go over to Xcode and create a new project. We're just going to do a single view application, and we'll call it Quick Start. And I'll leave the organization and the name and the company identifier the same. And the reason I've named it this is that when I created my application in the Apple Dev Portal, I set basically its app ID to be this cmr.mobileservices.quickstart. So I need this all to match up in order for it to work, in order for the push notifications to work. So I'll go ahead and click Next, and I'll just choose to save it in this directory, and I'll create that. Now, if I go ahead and run this app right now, I'm not going to see anything because nothing's going on. Let's go ahead and handle some code to actually set some push notifications up. So the first thing we need to do is we need to copy in the Notification Hub framework. So in order to do that, I've already downloaded it. I'm just going to drag and drop that folder in here, and it's going to ask me if I want to copy the files, and I will. So now I've got access to the source code that I need to actually use notification hubs. So I'll open the app delegate first, and I'm going to import that code here. So I'll import the Windows Azure Messaging / Windows Azure Messaging.h file. Now I'll go into the Did Finish Launching with Options, and I'll register for remote notifications. Now, I can choose between different sorts of notifications I'm willing to receive or I want to receive. I'm just going to register for a number of them, and that way I'm covered no matter what kind of notification I want to get. So we'll use alert, I'll say badge, and I'll say sound. You can obviously choose which ones your app wants to register for, because it's up to you. The next thing we're going to do is we'll implement the did register for remote notifications method. Inside of here, the first thing we'll do is create a notification hub. This takes in two parameters, a connection string and a hub name. Now, we know the hub name was myNH, so we can leave that as is. However, we need to go back to the portal to get our connection string. To do so, we'll go back here and go to Dashboard. And down here, we'll hit the Connection Information button. Now this shows us two things. We have a listen shared access signature and a full shared access signature. For the client, we'll use the listen shared access signature. So I'll go ahead and paste that over that. Now that I finished that call right there, we need to actually use the hub to register. So we'll call register, just like this. And we'll say we're going to pass in the device token that we just got back from APNS. We're not going to use any tags right now. And then we'll specify what should happen when we get a response back. So if we get an error back, we want to log that error. If there was no error, then we know that we were successful in registering with our notification hub. So if there was an error, we'll just quickly log that information so we can see it. Now, the last thing we need to do in the code side is we need to implement the didReceiveRemoteNotification method. Now, this method basically will be called if our application is running and we receive a notification. So here, the first thing we'll do is we'll just log the information we receive. And then we're going to create a UI alert view and show that to the user. We'll just use the title of notification. And for the message, we're going to pull out the message based off what I know I'm going to send over later on in the payload. So I know that I'm going to send over an object named APS, and inside it's going to have an alert. So we're not going to specify a delegate. Our cancel button title will just be OK. And we're not actually going to have any other buttons. Now, after we create that, we just need to show it. Now, let's make sure our application compiles, and it does. Now, before I move on to the server side and actually trigger a push notification, I do need to do one other thing, and that's set my provisioning profile, which I can do in the build settings. This is something that matches my bundle identifier and is also tied into the push notifications and the APNS certificate that I have. So let's go ahead and go back to the Windows Azure portal. Now, as I mentioned earlier, there's a number of ways you can communicate to a notification hub to say, please send a push notification. Today, I'm going to be using mobile services. And I've already created a notifier mobile service that I'll use. This is a brand new mobile service. It's the same thing you'd get if you just created a new mobile service. So today we're going to use the scheduler feature of mobile services in order to trigger a push notification. The scheduler is basically a way of creating a script that runs sort of like as a back-end job and can kind of do whatever you want. So we'll just name this test notifications. And we're going to choose to run it on demand as opposed to on a scheduled basis. It'll create that. And once it's done, we will go into it. Now we'll just go into the script area. And inside here, this is where we're going to specify the code that says, hey, go talk to my notification hub. So first, we're going to require the Azure module. The Azure module is basically what gives us access into our notification hub from our scripts. So we'll create a new notification hub service using the Azure module. Here we specify the name of our hub, which was myNH. And then we need to specify a connection string. So if we go back to our service bus, connection information, this time we want to copy the default full shared access signature. This is more of a, you know, has the ability to actually trigger pushes as opposed to just registering for push notifications. Once that's done, we can use that notification hub service to call apns.send. And then we'll send null right here. And then we need to specify our payload. Now, that's our payload right there. Now, the next thing we need to do is specify a handler that gets called when our method completes. So we'll say if there was no error, just log that notification was successful. Otherwise, there was an error, so let's log that we had an error. So that should be all we need to do for our server-side script. Now the last thing we need to do before we can actually run this is we need to go back to Xcode and we need to launch the application on a device. The iOS simulator doesn't allow you to actually do push notifications, so we can't really test them out using it. So now I'm running my device, and as we can see, the application is running right there. So if I go back to the portal and I pull up my device here, when I click this, we should see the push notification show up right around the middle of the screen. And there it is. This is my toast message for iOS, just like I just sent it. So if I go back in here and I say, just put a 2 on there just to make sure everything's working correctly. And now we'll run this again. And yep, so now we have a 2. And if I actually background my application and I do the push notification now, we'll see that because of the payload I'm sending over, it's going to show it as a toast. So now we're delivering push notifications via our notification hub. This can easily scale up to tons of different mobile application clients, and it can be used for things beyond iOS, including GCM for Android and WNS for Windows applications. While we didn't use them today, you could also use tags. Tags allow you to basically register with notification hubs and say, this device wants to get information about this tag or these tags. You can then basically specify a tag when you send a push notification, and then all the devices tied to that tag will receive that push notification. That's just how easy and how powerful it can be to use notification hubs with iOS applications. Thanks for watching.